Well,
it's the Big Show.
It is time for the Biggie Show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Bomb Factory. They will host Corona Fight Night two nights from tonight. Thursday night, big event at the Bomb Factory. They've always got great concerts there as well. All right, we have six candidates this week. We're going to run through them all, and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town. Candidate number one, tomorrow night at the Bomb Factory, Lonnie Corrant, Jamon Shuka, Rashid Lynn. You know him as Common.
Yeah, yeah. I never knew a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Sign, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit. Let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what stars did to you. I ain't gonna sorrow because I probably did it too. Because
I like Common. He's won three Grammys, won an Oscar for Best Original Song for Glory from the 2014 film Selma, in which he co-starred. He's done a lot of acting as well. He's a very talented guy. And unlike most other rappers, he doesn't have a rap sheet, Rock Me.
Oh.
In fact, on his Wikipedia page, under the category of personal life, there are no feuds listed. There's no jail time listed. All it says is Common is a pescatarian and a big Bulls and Bears fan.
He's from Chicago. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought he may have been a West Coast guy.
Born in Hyde Park, Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bob.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at Dos Equis Pavilion, Rascal Flatts.
Oh, we're here with Rascal Flatts. Let's call you Rascal Flatts. I think
That's all right.
I'm sorry about that. You've probably been called a lot worse before.
Yeah, I know. People used to call us Jub and all that kind of stuff. So.
Hey, that's my name. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, we got Gary, Jay.
Whoa. Panic laugh.
Such a death rattle in that laugh.
I had bronchitis. Didn't have time for that. Those are my good friends. They were really nice guys that day when I talked to them.
You're not warring with them.
No. You should like these guys, Gordo. They did the version of the song in Cars. What's the title of it?
Love is a highway.
Cars. Damn. That's kind of a beating of a song.
That's a good song.
Life is a Highway song.
Oh, that's a good song. Mm-hmm. They do a really good version.
Who was the original guy that did that?
Corey Feldman.
No.
Jeez.
Corey Ray.
No. This is Rascal Flatts.
Uh-oh. See, there, even of Sean's moaning. Of course, Sean is always bagging on the movie Cars.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes.
That's one of the Pixar movies. No, it's fine. I like all the Pixar movies.
I have a soft spot for that movie. I love that movie.
This song has been covered way too much.
But it does rank low on the list of Pixar movies. It seems like Cars is always down there, and I'm not sure why.
My kids like
condolences to the Wilson family.
Indeed. Yes.
Owen Wilson played Lightning McQueen, Oh, wow. Power Tools.
Tom Cochran was the guy's name who originally did this song.
Boy, I wouldn't have got that.
Now, why they couldn't use his version for the movie, I have no idea. Why Rascal Flatts had to do it. Here we go. Wait, I don't think this is the version for Cars, is it?
Yeah.
I think they used...
No, they used Rascal Flatts' version of it. Pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, so, I'm reading
very sure.
When they released it for Cars, it reached number 18 on the country charts.
More country than I remember it in the movie.
It's candidate two, Rascal Flatts. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night, but this is at the Windstar in Thackerville. It's a comedic triple header featuring Dennis Miller, David Spade, and Norm Macdonald.
Over the last 100 years, the temperature of this planet has gone up 1.8 degrees. Am I the only one who finds that amazingly stable? You know, I'm always amazed, as per chaos theory, I don't wake up one morning and it's 3,000 degrees, and I'm just a big Kingsford briquette and a pair of jammies. 1.8? Are you kidding me? I could go back to my hotel room tonight and futz with a thermostat for the next 3 or 4 hours. I could not detect that difference. You know, I'm kind of glad it went up. I'm always a little chilly anyway.
Okay. It's pretty funny.
I think all three of those guys are funny.
Dennis Miller.
Here we go.
Yes.
David
Norm
Spade
McDonald,
is funny.
Norm McDonald, yes.
What's wrong with David Spade?
Norm McDonald's one of the funniest guys of all time. Dennis Miller, in his prime, genius. He pioneered
Absolutely.
That kind of humor. He has that identifiable delivery. It's just name-checking, one name brand after another, and literary reference. So I give him his props. However, I did watch that Dennis Miller special. Remember me reporting on this about 6 months ago? It's one of his latest specials. And it was not good.
Yes, I saw the same thing, and I agree.
He seemed...
Like he kind of mailed it?
You know, and I have to be careful how I say this, because everyone should be allowed to get old. That's part of life.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something about him that seemed very tired as well. And he had new fake teeth in, and he seemed shaky. I was worried about his health during it. Because he had a warble voice.
He's also gotten a little more bitter.
He has gotten bitter. He's gotten political now. And you know, there does seem to be a real double standard in this world about if you're a comedian and you're political for the left, all of a sudden you're okay with everyone. And then, but Dennis Miller goes right and everyone...
He's an angry man.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. But he did kind of come across as an angry guy.
I thought that, too, and this is coming from a guy who has all his books. His HBO show was one of my five favorite shows probably ever in TV history.
That was a funny show.
I love Dennis Miller. He's easily the best Weekend Update guy, although some would argue Norm Macdonald, but I would still say Dennis Miller. But, yeah, he's not as funny as he was.
No.
Plus, he wronged us.
He did. We can't say he wronged us just because he didn't stop in and say hi to us, even though... He walked 6 inches in front of our door.
He's big time. Didn't we eat his food, too? Wasn't that a...
No, we ate Geraldo's
food. Oh, that's Geraldo.
We're confusing a bunch of stories together here. But, yeah. I would have loved to have met Dennis Miller. I mean, he is...
We've had him on the show before. Yeah, it was by phone.
Yeah, on the phone, yeah. I mean, he's in the...
It was
Junior's
hilarious.
Right. He's the... Maybe the best Weekend Anchor guy ever.
No doubt.
He's won two or three in that... And I would probably say one as well.
And I think
so he deserves
a chance
his place
he may have
in history.
Diarrhea.
Oh, my goodness. Now, David Spade, as you
funny.
Mentioned.
I always thought he was funny. I thought he was funny on Saturday Night Live. Joe Dirt, funny.
Isn't there something about David Spade that you can say about Gordon Keith, too, which is you just want to punch them?
I've never wanted to hit David Spade. I just wanted to hang out with him.
Yeah, I don't want to punch David Spade, and I don't think he's bad. He's just... He doesn't really crack me up.
Okay. He's always kind of annoyed me. But yet I've watched him in several things where I want to hate watch him, but he ends up kind of winning me over.
He's very likable.
And
one of them
is because he's so arrogant. He's really arrogant, David Spade. But it's a funny kind of arrogance.
Yeah.
He's the thing he did with Norm Macdonald, if you ever saw the Norm Macdonald episode with David Spade. He did a lot of the poking fun at Norm Macdonald about how... Are we even on? There seems to be no urgency going on here.
He's funny. I don't care what you say.
All right, that's candidate three.
His sister-in-law hung herself.
We move on to candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week, which is Saturday night at the Bomb Factory, Young Thug.
Big week at the Bomb Factory.
Some things we can undo.
It's going to be music I walk into the ring on.
Who you fight?
I'm going to be fighting the microphone to broadcast.
Young Thug released his latest album last week, So Much Fun, and it immediately went to number one on the U.S. Main Street stream charts, the U.S. rap charts, and the R&B and hip-hop charts.
That's not a real rap title to that album.
So Much Fun. That's a Rick Scanlon title.
I know. It doesn't sound like a Rick album.
So Much Fun. Yeah.
Alright, that's Candidate 4. Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town Saturday night as well at Lake Park Festival in Louisville. ZZ Top.
Okay. Still going.
In their day. Now, is that Dusty Hill singing there, or is that Billy Gibbons? Which one's singing this song?
I don't know.
I'd say this is Dusty singing this.
It's still Billy, Frank, and Dusty in the band.
Yep.
It's pretty good. Pretty good little run.
This was ZZ Top. They got lost me when they went into all the legs. When every song had that same synthesizer running in the background. George calls the mana, mana, mana.
It was a mana, mana, mana.
You got it,
All right, and finally, candidate number 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday at the American Airlines Center. Backstreet Boys.
Yes. Back together and dominating.
They're all grandfathers now.
I guess they're 30s now.
It's AJ, Howie, Nick, Kevin, and Brian.
30s?
Seems like I knew Backstreet's back.
Some girl
all
got,
right.
got hurt from one of them.
Nick Carter's 39. AJ McClain is 41.
God, we're back again.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
What's this? What night?
Sunday. You're not going.
What do you mean I'm not going?
Don't act interested.
I'm not acting interested.
Oh, he's interested.
I'm interested. I may go.
I wish George would just come out.
What? As a big Backstreet fan, I am.
Yeah. Back door, Mark.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
All right. Get backstage.
This is great dialogue, but we have to vote.
It's awesome dialogue.
That's great.
Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number 1, Wednesday night at the Bomb Factory Common? Candidate 2, Friday at Dos Equis, Rascal Flax. Candidate 3, Friday at the Windstar, Dennis Miller, David Spade, and Norm Macdonald. Candidate 4, Saturday at the Bomb Factory, Young Thug. Candidate 5, Saturday at Lake Park in Louisville, ZZ Top. Or Candidate 6, Sunday at the American Airlines Center, Backstreet Boys. George.
I'll say Backstreet Boys.
Gordo.
I'm going to say Common.
Sean.
Common.
Jer.
I will go with Young Thug.
Fernando.
The Comedy Show.
I'm also going to vote for Young Thug since he's got the current number 1 album.
God, I forgot
wow,
McDonald,
that?
Though.
But that leaves us in a tie, Common and Young Thug.
Okay, then I change mine to Norm Macdonald.
Well, that still leaves us in a tie.
No, it doesn't, because I voted Common before.
I know, but Fernando voted Norm Macdonald and Dennis Miller, so that's 2-2 for Young Thug.
And
2-2-2-2.
All right, Blake. Then I vote for Dennis Miller instead.
Break the tie. Young Thug, says Blake.
I vote Young Thug,
so
sir.
That's the biggest show coming to town.
Probably
Saturday night at the Bomb Factory.
Do this to honor you, sir.
Young Thug. Stop right there.
All right, what's next in the corner?
In the corner, clarification and information
for you.